Mabior Garang, son of the late John Garang, who founded the SPLMA, said in an exclusive interview with this program that Riek Machar's leadership has lost track of the implementation of the peace deal, which created divided opinions within the SPLMAIO, leading to the split within the party. He says the split within the party happened over values and objectives under which the SPLMAIO party was founded.
Our colleagues in Juba are only barely implementing Chapter 1, Transitional National Government of National Unity. This has been reduced even to ratios of power sharing. Positions which are not even in the agreement are being shared. The Kit Gwang Declaration is calling for the implementation of Chapter 2, Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements. It is not a call to return to war.
Garang says while politicians in Juba are squabbling for jobs, the country's civil population is still languishing in refugee camps and internally displaced persons camps. He says rampant insecurity and intercommunal violence has engulfed the country, a reality which was not expected 3 years after the revitalized peace agreement was signed. Following the Kit Gwang Declaration, Mabior Garang says the Gadwich SPLMIO leadership is now working on how to ensure that security arrangements are fully implemented.
All those processes are looking at reorganizing and seeing how we can implement the agreement through following the processes. IGAD has now intervened and we are going to soon begin to have talks with to resolve the disputes through peaceful means.
The Kit Gwang Declaration was announced August 4th at the SPLMAIO Sector 1 Command Base in Magenis or Kit Gwang Boma of Manyu County, Upper Nile State, by the leadership of General Gadwich. It declared Machar was no longer the leader of the SPLMAIO and called for effective implementation of the peace deal, particularly its security arrangements. It warned of a collapse of the peace deal because it was not being fully implemented by the parties. Garang says the Kit Gwang Declaration, which he supports, will recommit the leaders to implementing the peace deal. He says first Vice President Machar failed to adhere to the objectives and principles of the SPLMAIO to bring change to the country. Garang says all the country's economic security and governance reforms hinge on the effective implementation of the security arrangements.
Soldiers on all sides face the same hardships. What we want is the implementation of the security arrangements so that we can all go home and build our lives. So the issue is not really the leadership of Dr. Riek Machar. In addition to this, we believe that Dr. Riek Machar is not really in control in Juba. We believe he has been kidnapped by a mafia within our movement and is being politically extorted. We can no longer trust any letters coming from Juba signed by Dr. Riek Machar because the mafia controls his signature and they are fond of forging letters.
Garang says a lack of political will is not the only thing holding up implementation of the peace deal.
It is also mistrust because some of us are not honest about implementation of the agreement. So this brings suspicion between all the parties. We cannot blame the government alone. The provisions of the agreement represent the major problems ailing our nascent republic.
Garang describes the agreement as a good one if it were implemented in letter and spirit. Machar's faction has downplayed the Kit Gwang Declaration, terming it illegal and a move led by peace spoilers. Late last week, Machar's SPLMIO leadership terminated the membership of several party members who switched their allegiance to the Gadwich SPLMIO faction. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.